Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh, sometimes.
Time for the vibe check. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. It is Thursday, and we're
checking in. We're seeing how you're doing. All the things.
585-252-9800. You guys can be a part of the show. Let's get over to the text line. See who's here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's knocking at the door?
What are you guys up to? What's everybody doing?
Who's on the toilet?
Well, nobody that we know of just yet. But our friend Becca's here, and she says, good morning, feeling good today, vibes are high, although I feel winter coming day by day. It's supposed to snow on Monday. At least that's what weather.com says.
60% chance of snow on Monday.
What a way to start a week, you know?
Well, listen, we're going to get there eventually, you guys. I mean, it's Rochester, New York. I don't know what you expect to happen. Did you think we were going to make it till spring with no snowfall? And by the way, it's supposed to be a brutal one this winter.
Says who?
The Doppler. Take a look at the colors.
You wouldn't even know how to read a Doppler if it hit you in the face.
If I wasn't in radio, I'd be a meteorologist.
And a meteorologist who fights crime. We're not sure. Olivia's here. She says, sup, Moose and Breeze. Vibes are okay today. My boyfriend and I got in a fight, and I'm spiraling about it.
Sometimes those are the best things.
Oh.
Sit with it. Sit in your feelings. You're going to be just fine.
Moose is like, continue to argue with your partner. Do it.
No. You might find out during this one particular argument that they're not the person for you, in which case, yeah, it would be bad. But on the other hand, you know, you go out and you just get after it.
What is the worst thing that you've ever done during a fight with a significant other? Gone to a strip club, gone ghost.
Oh, no, nothing immature like that. I mean, I've taken all their folded laundry that just came out, and I threw it all over the couch. That's...
He's like, because that's what would really get me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Kayla's here. She says, feeling all right today, but vibes could definitely be better. I'm looking forward to the show to get those up.
My God, you guys. Tomorrow's Friday. Come on. It's payday. Let's get after it.
Yeah, we got to get after it. Well, not for everyone, but for us, for sure. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. You know, with the time change, and I don't want to keep talking about it, but yesterday was the first day it actually threw me off because here I am at home and it's pitch dark out. I'm making dinner at like 5:15 and I was like ready for bed by like 7. And I'm like, this is too much.
Literal nightmare.
It was a nightmare. But overall, I feel pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Amazing. Love that for you.
Everything okay with you?
Yeah, I guess. as good as it can be.
Yeah,
things are moving along swiftly. Hoping to have everything put away and settled by this Veterans week. Day.
Next week.
So that's a good goal. I am excited. I'm feeling hopeful. I had RG&E come out again yesterday. Shout out to my boy Ben. He was the best. It was great. I mean, I feel like we fixed the problem and I'll keep you posted.
That's the best thing though, is when you have to just stop worrying about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That bedside itch, you no longer have to scratch it. All right. We love it. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Sometimes I wonder why I even do it, but you're here. We're all ready to go.
Regardless of what Moose says, I do love the engagement. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do too. Coming up on the show, this is why you have to keep your animal or your pet on a leash. We'll talk to you about one postal carrier who was attacked by a dog. And because of that, there's new laws being implemented and changes taking place, all because of her downfall. We'll tell you what happened with that coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. Rebecca Flanders, who was a postal carrier, was making a delivery to a home in Onondaga County, December 8th, 2018. Now, the home's usual mailbox near the street was knocked down from a snowplow, classic.
Mm-hmm.
So she approached the porch. The door was open. The homeowner greeted her, along with his 70-pound dog that leaped at her, biting into her upper body.
Oh, my God.
It was very traumatic. Her attorney says she was fortunate to get her right shoulder up to keep the dog from going for her neck. And it was clearly out for blood. Very dramatic scene right on the porch.
Oh my
caught
gosh.
On Ring Cam. All she was doing was trying to deliver the mail.
Right.
Rebecca Flanders was left with two very serious injuries, both requiring surgery to reattach the muscle back to some of the bone. So for years, she fought the court system in Syracuse and in Rochester seeking compensation to try and change and protect other postal carriers.
Why Rochester? Why Rochester? Is she like from Rochester? Like, well, it happened in Syracuse.
What's that?
It happened in Syracuse.
Right. So there wasn't a lot of luck. So they went trying to change this law from one court system to the other.
I understand.
And she made a motion to the Court of Appeals, New York's highest court. Now, eventually, her team took the case to the New York State Court of Appeals, and the court went back centuries to set in stone to add protection for the actual public. And according to the case law, if someone violates a leash law or a local law requiring animals to be restrained, that could be seen as some evidence of negligence, and it could support a negligence claim. In other words, you might want to keep a closer eye on your pet and ensure it's leashed in public. We all know what happened to that poor guy and his kid in Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm.
Got attacked on the street by that, I think it was a pit bull. But the defendants in the case have finally settled the lawsuit with their insurance company. It's taken years. The case is no longer pending in the court system, and it has been discontinued. But it took this, this postal carrier and her lawyers to really put this new law in place. That makes it a lot more difficult for people to just get a slap on the wrist if their animal attacks somebody, especially a postal carrier.
Right.
things had to change for the greater good. And in order to do that, this poor Rebecca Flanders had to get attacked by a 70-pound dog.
Yeah, she really took one for the team.
That she did.
In order to protect other people, which is obviously horrifying.
Have you ever been attacked by a dog?
No, I've been around dogs attacking.
Yeah.
Which isn't fun either, because you have to restrain the dog. But it is negligence if you walk around with your dog who is not leashed or restrained whatsoever. And people do it all the time in this city, at dog parks, on the streets. I mean, like you said, we just had that situation in Canandaigua about a year ago. And I mean, you as an owner will be held liable for that. Like, period, point blank. So I don't know if you think, you know, Rufus is the cutest thing ever. Get him on a leash. Dogs are unpredictable. I've said it once. I'll say it again.
His dog's name. Dog's name was Murdoch.
Right.
The only time.
Not to be confused with Murdaugh.
My buddy in high school had a huge dog. His name was Bear. I don't know what happened.
Why did? Sorry. Nope, I'm cutting you off. Sorry. Why do we feel the need to name dogs the names of other animals? Why do we do it?
I mean,
this is my dog Reptile.
if you saw the dog, it would make sense. The thing was huge. And we loved Bear. And I remember it was my senior year of high school, and I went over there like I always do, and I walked in the front door, and the thing lunged at me.
Nope.
Grabbed punctured the skin in my arm.
Nope.
There's blood all over the floor, and I'm not being dramatic.
Nope.
And I had to go get a shot, and his parents were like, we can pay for that. I was like, you should, that would be great.
They had to actually.
I'm a senior in high school. I don't have a dollar to my name.
They amputated my arm, so.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, you guys, it is painful, it's confusing, and it's one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn in life, but eventually we all have to do it. And the tricky part is no one really tells you what to do next. We'll tell you what it is. Coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. You know, this is something that a lot of people struggle with, but it's also one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn. How do you let go of someone who used to mean everything to you, right? Some people deal with breakups in all the wrong ways. Doesn't have to be a romantic partner.
Yeah.
Could be the death of a loved one or a friendship that comes to an end because, I don't know, maybe it just ran its course, you know? Some people deal with breakups, I do know, a lot differently than others. Kind of like this girl on TikTok yesterday. So, you know, that's just a suggestion, if I may. Don't be this girl. I opened up TikTok, and it's the very first video that popped up on my timeline. Dealing with a breakup. How many takes do you think it took her to do just that? You know what I'm saying?
I would hope just one, but I don't know that woman.
Had to set up a ring light, really capture the moment. It's a little embarrassing to say the least,
mm-hmm.
because it's not genuine. But I want to get into this because some people do deal with these things better than others. But eventually we all go through heartache. We all go through breakups, and I think it's important to talk about because when you lose someone that meant everything to you, sometimes the number one thing you want to do is figure out how to stop hurting and move on. It's a terrible feeling.
Right.
I've been through it so many times that I'm officially numb.
I fear that's an issue, but I'm not a therapist. I can't diagnose.
Well, that's why I'm in therapy, but I fear a lot of younger adults or teens going through loss, especially if it's your first breakup, isn't just, oh, we broke up. It's devastating. I mean, you feel like your world has stopped. The emotional fallout is real.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's worse today than ever before. But the question is, why is that?
What do you mean it's worse today than ever before?
I feel like breakups are more difficult for younger adults today than they ever have been.
Yeah, because, and I'll tell you exactly why, it's actually a Sam Hunt song, funny enough. When you broke up with someone in the 90s, in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
you never had to see that person again.
Right.
unless you ran into them at the grocery store or at church. But there is no, they're not easily and readily available to you
like
at your
now.
Fingertips. Their every move, where they're going, who they're with, whether it be location services, Instagram followings, Snapchat street counts, you can know so much about that person that you no longer are supposed to know anything about, and people become obsessed.
Yeah, too many
people.
They
become obsessed.
Too many people are just available to one another today. It's crazy. I mean, if you're a younger individual facing this for the first time, you're not alone. I mean, it's okay to admit it hurts because it does. But I was reading this study yesterday, and it showed that anyone from the ages of 16 to 25, for whatever reason, breakups can trigger brain responses similar to trauma. I get that. More now than ever before. And that's why I was asking, well, why? Because breakups don't just end a relationship. I mean, I feel like they threaten a sense of who you are. You know what I mean? Because that person, when you're with them long enough, starts
to become
your
identity.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. Listen, rejection sucks. But I think the twist here is, like Breezy said, breakups are harder than ever, strictly because we live in a digital world.
Yeah.
We're all so connected online. Some people refuse to get rid of the photos and the posts on their feeds, so they're constantly reminded of the past.
Or they archive them so they can go back and look at them
right.
whenever they want.
Yeah, that's a recipe for
There's
disaster.
There's a secret folder. Like, you know, when it comes to now versus then, back then, like, if you had hard copy pictures of someone, you could just burn them, throw them away, or you could keep them, but they'd be in a little box somewhere. It's not like they're plastered all over your house, especially if you're trying to move on. When you went out somewhere, maybe you saw them, but 9 times out of 10, you didn't. And then you would have to come home and see if they called you and left a message on the answering machine, which 9 times out of 10, they probably didn't.
And if they, right, you're always running back home to the answering machine. Oh, simpler times. And if they didn't block you already, you're checking out where they are on Instagram and their stories, and you're going to that location. Don't do that. That's creepy. When I was in high school, first breakup was brutal. I was so heartbroken. I was listening to Boys to Men on repeat for weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, I simply took the photos. I either put them in a box or threw them away.
Yeah.
That's how you move on. You got to stop torturing yourself. You got to delete the text messages. You got to delete the photos.
And I mean, back then, you would, you know, if your ex had moved on, you'd find that out through the grapevine maybe eventually, or maybe you wouldn't because you'd be so removed, they'd move away, whatever the case may be. Now, you're not just obsessed with your ex, you're obsessed with their new girlfriend. You're obsessed with who they're dating.
Yikes.
I mean, let's call yeah. it for what it is.
Yeah. Parents, are you more worried about your kids facing a breakup or going through a loss today than you were 10, 20 years ago? Like, do you think it's tougher for them because of the digital world we live in now? I got a couple texts coming in from a few minutes ago. Kara was messaging in and says, my son's first serious relationship ended last month, and I see him staring at his phone, watching her social, and I can tell he's stuck in it. I didn't have Instagram when I was his age, and I can't imagine how much harder it is for kids today. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
JC says, what's up, guys? Good morning. Listen to what you're talking about. I see it both ways. It's harder when you're young because with fewer past relationships to compare to, the stakes feel much higher. But when you're older, it's easier because with all the dating apps and social media, people feel like they have way more options. So it softens the blow.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People do today feel like they have way more options. It's a huge reason why people have a hard time staying together.
These options are like a dime a dozen. Like, there's so many different apps that you can go on, but I feel, and I mean, anyone can listen to me say this and be like, you say you're getting married. But like, I just feel like they're very numbing. And I think that we're so addicted to the scroll, whether it be on Instagram, whether it be on Hinge, whether it be on this, whether it be on that. And it's such a superficial way to look at someone, whether it is you, them, whether it is you're like looking at their feed or their profile, Instagram, dating app, whatever. And are you actually in a position to be moving on? Like, did you have that conversation with yourself? Did you have that conversation with your therapist? Did you have that conversation with your friends of like, I am actually letting go? Like, I'm going through this right now with a friend who's spiraling about a breakup, and
yeah
they're on a dating app and they're doing all the things, and a date has presented itself and they're like, I don't think I can do it. And it's like, okay, but like, you're wasting your time and everyone else's time being on this dating app then.
That's true.
That's how I view it.
Most people do it to fill a void,
right?
You know what I mean? They're just trying to move on. Look, at the end of the day, guys, everyone heals at their own pace. This we know, right? And you might not feel like it now, but one day you'll wake up, you're going to take a deep breath and be like, oh, wow, you know, this doesn't really hurt anymore. That's when you know you can now officially jump back on that dating app.
And like Moose, and like Moose said, the first cut is the deepest, like, because you have nothing to compare to. And you're like, I'm never going to find that again. And I'm never going to feel the same way that I did prior to this. You will.
Yeah.
You will.
It just concerns me. And I think about this, my niece, my nephews, what their first heartache is actually going to look like. And I, for whatever reason in my gut, I feel like it's going to be really tough.
It probably took me 2 years to get over the first person that I dated.
That's a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah. But like I said, we go at our own pace. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, we touched on this weeks back. Breezy said she was planning on hiring a witch off Etsy to cast a spell on her wedding day, which is August 29th, to make sure that the weather is going to be nothing but sunny skies. Just pristine.
I need it.
Then your mom called in demanding to shut it down.
Shut it down.
And she what? She straight told you, you're not hiring a witch to cast a spell. This is not a bit, you guys. This is for real. You never told your fiance you were doing it. Your mom said we're hanging rosaries from a tree in the backyard. That will guarantee nice weather. And I'm just sitting back with popcorn thinking, what the hell's happening with this family? So naturally
I went against her. Yeah. And I was already looking into it. And I found one on TikTok that was highly recommended.
Yeah.
And I just started perusing and reading reviews and all of the things. I'm curious. You know, I'm doing research. Sue me. You know what I mean? I'm using my resources. And I'm on Etsy and I'm doing all the things. And I put it in my cart. And I get a message that was so diabolical. Basically, in so many words, saying that my Etsy account has now been banned because yeah. Etsy has a very strict policy against any witch-related content that stems from the platform's policy against selling metaphysical or spiritual services. So your account will get – so a witch's account will get banned and your account will get banned if you purchase this or sell this product, if you even want to call it that.
But how are these witches supposed to make money?
Correct.
This is their side hustle.
Correct. So selling banned services includes, but is not limited to, spell casting, distant healing, prayers, rituals, or any services that promise a specific and tangible outcome. Items that promises an outcome will get your account banned.
Yeah. Listen.
So then I'm looking into it. I'm like, oh my God, now I can't buy like anything custom for the wedding on Etsy. And I was like, how long is this going to take place? And an account can temporarily be banned if you are the one buying the product. But if you are the one selling the product, you can be banned permanently.
Yeah. See, that's a
permanent
problem.
Suspension.
What are you trying to do? You're trying to buy a black dress for your wedding? I said it once and I'll say it again. Your mom agreed with me. You are tickling the devil's panties. Okay, you're playing with fire here. You do not want a witch casting a spell at your wedding. And not to mention, there's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee, but I'd throw $40 at the issue to make sure that there wasn't a tsunami at my special day.
Was it $40?
Anywhere from 20 to 60.
Well, how do they decipher that price range?
I mean, the witch is the one selling, supply and demand. No, I'm pissed. So now
ridiculous.
I literally can't even go on Etsy. Just because I was perusing, not even because like I really did buy it. It was just in my cart and I got the message and they said, shut it down.
Wow.
We'll shut it down for you.
Anyone ever hire a witch off of Etsy to cast a spell? What spell did you need them to cast?
So now I have to go on the black market.
Do you see what happens when you go window shopping? It can get you into trouble.
I'm like, was a spell casted on me now? Like, what is happening right now? So, not loving that. Pretty upset about it, if I'm being honest. But I don't know what to do at this point.
Black magic is a very serious thing. I told you about my buddy out in LA, right? He found that voodoo doll right in the back of his girlfriend's freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Who was very much into witchcraft.
With his face
on it. Yeah. And then after all that went down, decided to move in with her. I'm like, what is wrong with my friends?
She probably
I need new
casted
friends.
A spell.
Yeah.
To get him to move in.
I need new friends.
You do. Every friend you talk about, you're just complaining about how horrible they are and the wrong decisions that they make.
Listen, they're the greatest people ever, but they make bad decisions. They make bad choices, especially when it comes to relationships. This woman's mother was the head of like Santorini. It's some sort of witchcraft. I don't know. But she put my buddy on the phone and said, "Don't hurt my daughter or it's the last thing you will do." And he goes over to her place and she's got a voodoo doll in the back of her freezer. I go, "Bro, you got to run for the hills, man." Now he's living with her now.
He's literally under a spell. She's like probably the Etsy witch I was trying to buy and it didn't work out. But I mean, people have had great success and I don't know how to find them now because...
Shut it down.
This person says, "Breezy girl, you're playing with fire."
Yeah.
Wait, I must have just skated by so closely. I bought a spell on Etsy on Sunday. My wedding is this Saturday, just a few days away. I felt a little tickle in my throat.
Oh my God.
So I asked for health on my wedding day, and guess who's feeling better? This homegirl.
You guys can't possibly tell me that you're buying into this.
Not her literally curing her from states away,
you know,
medically.
I'm telling you, you're doing it the wrong way. Just get down on your knees, say a little prayer, do the sign of the cross.
This girl literally just, she bought an Etsy witch to clear her throat, and it did.
Yes, but fine, for the time being. But you don't know what's to come weeks, months in advance.
She bought the Etsy witch the same day she bought like liquid Tylenol, and she's feeling better. She's like, "I can't believe it worked." take PX. If you have big travels coming up, you're going to want to hear this. Travelers throughout some of the busiest U.S. airports will soon learn whether or not they will see fewer flights due to the government shutdown. So
I'm going to assume, yes, you are.
The Federal Aviation Administration will announce today, on Thursday, that high-volume markets is where they're going to be reducing flights. So we're going to learn if the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport, I don't think there's a longer name for an airport ever, will be impacted. So experts predict hundreds, if not thousands of flights could be canceled. Air traffic controllers have been working unpaid since the government shut down over a month ago on October 1st. Most work mandatory overtime, 6 days a week. So it's not looking great. They're tired, they're overworked, and they are severely underpaid because they're not getting paid. So the announcement comes as Rochester Airport is seeing an uptick in travelers. And the airport says this summer they had the highest numbers of travelers that they've had over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 400,000 people traveled from Rochester in June, July, and August alone. However, Rochester is considered a mid-size regional airport, so it might not be one of the busiest in the country, aka where they're probably going to see the most impact.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, doing a job is, especially like air traffic control, TSA, it's a stressful job. You're working in a stressful environment. To not get paid for doing that stressful job for over a month,
and not just
tensions are high.
Not just doing the stressful job, literally like working overtime as well.
Knowing you're not being compensated for it.
Correct.
So if you are traveling or heading to the airport, I would suggest, and it's just a suggestion, maybe being just a little bit nicer to anyone, TSA. Coming up on the show this morning, is it completely inappropriate or just a harmless oversight? Kim is joining us next on the show to share why she is not happy with the gift her daughter's uncle bought her for her 15th birthday. She wants to know if it's sending the wrong message. We're going to get Kim on the show with us coming up next on PXY Mornings. She didn't ask for it, didn't hint at it, but says she wants to keep it.
But she received it.
Mom,
she's not getting rid of it.
Mom, on the other hand, thinks it's totally inappropriate and borderline creepy to give this gift to a 15-year-old teenage girl. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We have Kim on hold with us, who says her daughter's uncle, who is Kim's husband's brother, her brother-in-law, showed up to the birthday party with a gift for her 15-year-old that is sending the wrong message. 585-252-9800. Let us know what you guys think. Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Kim,
just to confirm, are we on live?
Oh, we're live. Yeah,
we're live, baby.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine with me.
Why are you? You're so creeped out right now. Tell us why.
Yeah. Oh, so really quick, Breezy. I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at Figgy's on Park back in June.
Oh yeah. Hey, girl.
Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Kim, tell us what's going on, please.
Okay, so just, I want to start off by saying that I'm extremely creeped out right now. Mm-hmm. My daughter just turned 15, and her uncle, that's my husband's brother, he went out of his way to buy her a $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. She didn't ask for it. And it's not something she's ever shown any interest in, but the gift card.
Oh, it was super random.
Okay.
Yeah, super random. Like, I don't even know why he thought that this was an appropriate gift for a 15-year-old.
Right. Okay. He's just being a cool uncle, but okay. What was your daughter's reaction to the gift? I mean, was she fine with it?
I mean, yeah, she was fine with it, but like, I feel like it's completely sending the wrong message, you know? You know, don't get me wrong, like, her and her uncle have a really great relationship, but, you know, my husband and him have always had, like, kind of a distant relationship, mm-hmm. So I think it's just so inappropriate.
Okay, so you're really hung up on this just being inappropriate, point blank, period.
First of all, explain to us why you feel this is extremely inappropriate, besides the obvious reasons. Victoria's Secret, yeah, they sell lingerie, we get that.
Right.
It's just really creepy, you know? I don't think that any child should be allowed to even walk into a Victoria's Secret or a Pink or whatever, you know, until they're at least 18 years old. And,
18.
You know, I just...
Okay, but, like, Pink is more catered to...
Teens.
The tweens, you know what I mean? The teens, the young adult.
I don't know.
Like, it's cutesy, it's fun. Like, I remember going into Victoria's Secret Pink when I was in middle school. And I mean, I still to this day wear Fresh and Clean as my scent. Like,
yeah.
There's scents, there's sweats, there's. I feel like you're very locked in and hyper focused on the lingerie aspect. So I just think that you're hyper focused on the. No, what?
No, I don't think so. Not even pink. I feel like pink is appropriate for girls when they're going into college, but it's creepy, you know? And it's her uncle giving it to her. It's just very strange to me. And
did you have the conversation with your brother-in-law?
I mean, as creeped out as I am, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, or, you know, I don't know if I'm blowing this out of proportion. You know,
You called us.
I feel like you are.
So mission accomplished.
I feel like you are, like, not to discredit your feelings or thoughts on the matter whatsoever, but like, I feel like you're just so hyper focused on uncle and lingerie, and you're missing the whole gray area here. It's not as black and white as you're making it out to be.
Kim, you're also 100% entitled to how you feel on this, but
right?
Go ahead.
You know, I don't think that, you know, my daughter should be shopping there, and I honestly think most parents listening right now would agree that no teenage daughter should get a gift like this. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, to have $100 just to go wild at Victoria's Secret is very strange. And I think most parents would agree with me.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
I see where you're coming from. I just,
did you say that your daughter can keep the gift card, or are you taking it from her? What's happening with that?
I told her that I would give her cash for the gift card. You know, but it's just strange because now my husband, he seems to think that it's okay, you know, but he's not a teenage girl. I offered her the $100, but now, of course, she's interested in it because her uncle is making her think it's appropriate for her to go there, which is just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Right. The whole sense of like, well, I've never shopped here before because maybe I couldn't afford it, or I just had never, you know, had interest in doing it. I'd never been introduced. And now she's like, I can basically go buy whatever I want.
Okay. Let's hear from some of our listeners. Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is this sending the wrong message?
I will literally die on the Victoria's Secret pink hill. So I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to find out her secret for years. All right. Kim.
Victoria, if you're listening.
Kim, I do appreciate you calling in and for your story. There's a handful of people. If you just want to stay on hold and listen in, by all means.
Okay.
Don't stress. I know you're very wound tight about this. Don't stress. I feel like we'll get to the bottom of it and we'll let the listeners decide what is the end all be all and what is appropriate or not. Because it seems like you're a little mixed. Well, it seems like you're not mixed, but.
Let's just say 100% of the audience, Kim, decided that you were overreacting and sexualizing this gift way too much. Would you still let your daughter go to Victoria's Secret and use that gift card?
Oh my God, absolutely not. No, this is the weirdest gift ever.
She's like, shut it down!
Then this is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim, I'll let you go. Thank you again for calling in. All right, let's get to some phone calls coming in right now, because a few people are calling in, they're messaging in saying, yeah, it's weird for a 15-year-old to get a Victoria's Secret gift card from her uncle. Is this sending the wrong message, or is Kim, who just called in, making it weird because she's sexualizing the gift way too much?
Correct. That was the biggest question.
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that she's overreacting. I think all kids in high school are wearing Victoria's Secret pink clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up wearing Victoria's Secret in high school as well. And their scents, I mean, they have cute bags, socks, slippers. So I think that she's going way overboard.
Yeah, I don't think she realizes just how in-depth pink truly is. Even Victoria's Secret isn't just bras and panties.
No, I've been in there many times, and they have a wonderful candle, right? They have body mist.
Yeah, you need help.
Well, I'm just saying, you could buy perfume or soy candles, because the lavender mint is my fave.
Glad that you're doing that.
Gina?
Yes.
Did you say you have teen daughters?
I don't have teen daughters.
Okay, but you would let them. You would let them keep the gift card, though.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Okay. I will mark you down for one. Thank you, Gina. Thanks.
Keeping the gift card.
Chelsea says the only reason this is weird is because Kim is making it out to be weird. It is just a gift card. She can buy body mist or sweatpants. Sue says I'm 100% with Kim. I don't care how close they are. A grown man giving a teenage girl a lingerie gift card is completely inappropriate, period. It's not about what she'll buy. It's about the message it sends. PXY, what's your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't really think it is that inappropriate. I have a daughter who's about to be 14, and she has requested the Love Spell body fragrance from there as one of her birthday gifts.
Iconic. I didn't even really still
and
made
it's,
that.
It's something that I have worn for a very long time, and she loves the scent. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that it's not inappropriate. I don't feel like it was meant to be an inappropriate gift. I think that maybe, you know, with all the other things that Victoria's Secret has to offer, that maybe he thought it would be something as simple as, you know, buying an Ulta gift card or a Sephora gift card,
yeah,
because
sure,
there is other things that they do have there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just listening to Kim talk, and I'm just going to call it out, it doesn't sound like she has the best relationship with her brother-in-law. I mean,
no,
she used the word creepy in a sentence 12 times. Yeah. All right.
Honestly, it feels like that, you know, if her daughter was in a predicament or something, she probably wouldn't even be able to talk to her mother about it, because the way she's reacting about this gift card is a tad bit ridiculous.
Oh, that's a good point. Thanks for calling in, Amy. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Kim should talk to her brother-in-law directly if she really wants to get to the bottom of it. And then I'll go to Vince, who says, if my brother got my daughter a gift card to Victoria's Secret, I'd probably have a conversation with him, but I would also take it and give it to my wife and tell her to go buy us something nice.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, all right. Thanks, Vince. Hey, how you doing?
Why are all these boomers writing in? this person said, no way my 14-year-old is obsessed with Victoria's Secret. He's probably just asked around and wanted suggestions on what to get his niece.
Yeah.
It's just the way they're obsessed with it right now. I don't think of it as a sex store. It's more of like a cute, girly pink stuff.
Right. It was probably totally innocent. We got to take a quick break on this. Thank you guys for the calls and messages. It's PXY Mornings.
98. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To clear the air, need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Okay, I'm setting the timer, and we're all going to take turns spitting some hot fire this morning, shall we? All righty.
Let's get right to it.
First one up to bat is Stefan. Drivers who slow down to 15 miles per hour in the left lane to look at nothing are single-handedly ruining everyone's morning. There, I said it. I agree 100%.
Yeah. Whoopsies.
Those rubbernecker delays, they're never fun.
They are never fun. Not at all. All right. Who else is here? Let's go with our girl, Karen. I hope she's not a Karen, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Says, good morning. I stand by the fact that waking up early does not make you discipline or have your life in order. There, I said it. You're just more tired and miserable when you get to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina, anyone who double dips at a party, please stop it. The hand you just licked is not an appetizer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I don't know who this is. They should have left their name because I love it. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I just wanted to text in and say a lean pocket is not a healthier alternative to a regular Hot Pocket. The same way Diet Coke is not healthier than a regular Coke. People are clueless. There, I said it. Sometimes nothing hits harder than a Hot Pocket and a Diet Coke.
No, actually, though.
But a lean pocket is definitely not a healthier alternative.
It's definitely
as
not.
As much as you want to think
it is. If anything is in a pocket, it's just not it.
No.
It needs to be stuck in the microwave. It's simply not it. I fear to tell you. Mine for today is this. As the internet is one of the most, I would say, dangerous places probably ever, filled with so much hate, misinformation, and just honestly brain rot, you need to find content that makes your heart happy. For example, if you're out there and you're looking for something to maybe escape from all the nonsense,
yeah,
watch a baby putting on glasses for the first time and seeing the world clearly. You will cry.
Oh,
there, I said it.
It warms my heart every time.
I watched it this morning. I was sobbing. Sobbing at 4 o'clock. I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. It's so cute.
That's what you were doing in bed at 4 a.m. this morning?
Yes.
Watching
a baby put glasses on for the first time.
Okay.
So cute.
Yeah, but also, not just glasses. They do it, too, with hearing aids.
Yes,
hearing
stop
their,
it.
A child hearing its mother's voice for the first time.
I'll cry.
Let's go over to this person. Matt says, I have done it to a dozen women, and I'll do it again. Make liking the first photo on someone's Instagram account normal. There, I said it.
Oh, that's a lot of scrolling.
That's a whole lot.
A lot of scrolling.
Matt, you got way too much time on your hands, buddy. Aside from it being kind of creepy, I do think you are guaranteed to get their attention.
Nope, you definitely are. Scrolling back to 2012.
You ever do that to someone?
No.
I've done it.
Yeah,
I tried
know.
To be funny. I tried to. It was supposed to be a joke, and it didn't come off that way. All right, I think mine for today is...
I love when people have to explain their jokes. Jokes are always funny when you have to explain them. You know what I mean?
It's not a joke. People who constantly purchase a new hat, good for you. I don't care what team or brand it is, but just take the damn sticker off your hat. It looks ridiculous. There, I said it.
Okay.
Or the tag. Are you going to return it?
I mean, you could wear it around and just see how it fits. Like, I have a big head. Like, I have a huge head, actually.
I've never in my life seen you wear a hat. Never, ever once.
No hat will fit.
Come on.
I have a big head. Very big head.
Moose and Breezy, you guys rock. Coming from someone who used to be dead broke for years, I just wanted to text in and say, money can 100% of the time buy happiness. There, I said it. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
The only reason people say it can't is because they don't have the money to solve it.
Not 100% of the time. You can't bring back a loved one or someone dying from a terminal illness. Money can't solve that. However, yes, if you've been broke a majority of your life and now you have a lot of money, sure, there's a reason you're smiling ear to ear, baby. I get that. And then we'll go over to our friend Marissa this morning for there. I said it. I think anyone who brings a healthy dish to pass during Thanksgiving but eats everyone else's food are the worst. Also, those who show up with a tiny bottle of wine for the host and act like it's a grand gesture can choke on a turkey leg. There, I said.
Not the violence.
Jeez, Marissa. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, are you okay? If you have something to say, you can say it. Let us know.
I went to a Thanksgiving out of town a few years back, and the people who were hosting,
their family, cousins, I guess, showed up with their own food in Tupperware because they have like allergies, but then decided to take leftovers home in that same Tupperware. It was very odd. Everybody saw it and everybody made fun of them when they left. So, Marissa, thanks for your hot take. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Retail is returning to the former Irondequoit Mall. And I know what some of you are thinking. Why? Well, it's a valid question. Goodwill of the Finger Lakes announced Wednesday it plans to open a store at Skyview on the Ridge. And the store, I thought they were turning that into senior homes over there. I don't know. That's the idea I had in my head. Obviously, that they didn't follow through with that. But the store will occupy approximately 25,000 square feet at the former mall, which has been redeveloped into the town's community center in recent years. That's what it is. It's the community center. Goodwill said the store will create 45 jobs, which with construction beginning in early 2026. And that's months away. But you had the state senator and the assembly member, Sarah Clark. They secured a combined $1.3 million in state funding for the project. The Irondequoit town supervisor said, "This is going to be great. I think you're going to start seeing more traffic and more things happening here at the mall, which is fantastic." We shall see. Shoppers can expect a wide selection of gently used apparel, shoes, accessories, along with home decor, houseware, a curated assortment of new and seasonal goods, and maybe even some used underwear. No, I made that last part
up. Not the used underwear.
But I'm very happy for them. Hey, if you're looking for a new gig, maybe you're retired. They're looking for 45 positions to fill at this Goodwill beginning in, well, the construction's in 2026. The store will be open, though, in 2026. Coming up on the show, a mom from Greece says her 16-year-old daughter wants to start being paid to babysit her little sister. Mom says, "We don't pay for family help." Dad says, well, why not? It is a divided house, and she is looking for some serious help on this one to see who is in the wrong. Does the daughter deserve to be paid to babysit her sister? We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. Holly from Greece wrote in earlier this week, and she's dealing with a solid dilemma within the household. The battle is on between her and her 16-year-old daughter. Let's get ready to rumble. Holly wrote, she wrote in and says, "Good morning, guys. This is Holly from Greece. I have a coworker who loves you guys, and she suggested I write in, and I'm honestly so over this argument with my husband right now. We have two daughters, 16 and 11, and our older one watches her sister after school a few days a week until we get home. Lately, though, she's been complaining she's missing out on hanging with friends, going to practice, or staying after school because she always has to come right home. Now she's saying she wants to be paid for it. I told her we don't pay for family help. My husband actually agrees with her. He says, why not? Which drives me nuts."
They're not on the same page with that.
No, this is why there's a divide in this household. She goes on to say, "I feel like we're rewarding her for doing the bare minimum, but now she's giving me the silent treatment and acting like I'm the bad guy. Like, I just want to know from anyone, are we really taking advantage of her, or is she just being dramatic?" Any parents listening who pay their child to babysit their sibling, 585-252-9800. Also, is this mom, Holly, does she have a point? I mean, it's family. Or are you on the daughter's side? See, back in the day, if you were the older sibling, that's just what you did. It was your responsibility to watch the youngest sibling. Now, demanding money for it seems to be the norm. I mean, can you consider this a part-time job?
I don't think you consider it a part-time job, but I definitely think, I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday with the riding. Like, obviously that was a favor that person was doing, but I do think she should have been compensated. Did she have to ask because she was a stranger? No, but this young lady is obviously comfortable enough with her own family to be like, I'm missing out on opportunity here.
Well,
and
she is.
I should be compensated for that.
If she is, in fact, missing out on time with friends and after school activities or maybe practice, I'd give her like, I don't know, I'd throw her $20 a week. Is that enough? I don't. What do I know?
That's fair.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Carmen. Good morning, guys.
Carmen, what's
good
up, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up? Hey, so I'm a parent. I've had kids. I've paid them for doing chores.
Yeah.
Including emptying the dishwasher, cutting the lawn, you know, sweeping. So this is a chore. She should be paying her daughter to do a chore.
Yeah.
Not an exorbitant amount of money, obviously, but enough to appease her, I would guess.
Sure. So what do you think, Carmen, is a fair? Because I have no idea. What do you pay your kids to, like, do some a simple task?
Well, we used to give the kids $10 a week for chores. You know, that was throughout the week. So if she's watching her kid, her little sister.
Three, four days a week.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on the time.
If you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like $20 a week is probably absolutely fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
It's a small price to pay for peacefulness in the home, right? It's $20 a week. Give your daughter. Now she looks at it as being a job and it's a responsibility. So to put more of an effort into it.
Right. And not to, I mean, I don't know if this is the case or not, but she might care about it a little bit more if she's getting paid. You know what I mean? If she's not getting paid and it's, you know, you're forcing her there against her will, basically, she could be calling you every other second. We're fighting. This is horrible. Blah, blah, blah. But if it's a job now, it's like you handle it. You're getting paid to do it. The stakes are higher, in my opinion.
Yeah. Would they rather pay an in-home nanny a lot more money? Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. I totally agree. Her sister will take on more responsibility.
Yeah.
If she gets paid to do this job.
Thanks, Carmen. Appreciate you calling, buddy. Let's go over to Carly. The answer is no. The kid is delusional. I'm with Holly. I've got four kids, and the older ones all help with the younger ones. That's just what you do when you're part of a family. She is not a live-in nanny. She's a sister.
But here's the situation. I had a friend in high school. I mean, I still have this friend. We were literally 15, 16 years old, and her dad remarried, and they had a literal baby, an infant, when we were that age.
Yeah.
And after 1 year of this baby being alive, that baby now became my friend's problem. Like, the parents were going off and doing this, and it's like, now my 16, 15-year-old friend is raising a child?
See, the older generation,
More you lean on that, the more screwed up it becomes for that person.
This was the absolute norm. The good thing here, too, is at least she's not having to change her sister's poopy diapers. You know, she's 11. So we're past that stage. But if you're watching your sibling 3-4 days a week and missing on opportunities for practice, after school, whatever you're doing after school, friends, I'd throw her $20 a week. I think that's fair. Amanda says, so I am definitely siding with the daughter on this one because I was in her position when I was 17 and it made me hate babysitting forever. It's not about money. It's about being forced to give up your social life because your parents can't find childcare. Well, they could probably find it, but they don't want to pay for it. It's expensive.
So pay your daughter because at the end of the day, you're getting a deal regardless. Because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to pay your babysitter $20 a week. Sorry.
No, you're not.
You're just not going to do it.
For those of you who grow up watching your siblings for free, do you feel like that built character and taught you responsibility? Or did that just make you resent your parents? Because be honest, we need to know. This is important. Let's go over to Connor. My parents made me watch my siblings too and never paid me. But times change. Teenagers are busier now. I would definitely pay the $20 a week. Like Moose said, it shows appreciation without actually spoiling her.
Right.
Very true.
Very true indeed. I also just feel like at the end of the day, you do love your siblings. You are like a sister and all the things. But I really do fear that it could lead to resentment of your sibling down the line. And that is no fault of your own or your sibling. It's your parent putting that resentment on you by making you do something that
that's true
you're
too.
Losing your childhood, essentially.
Yeah.
That's too dramatic.
We got time for one more call. Let's go to the phones. PXY, hello.
Hi. Yeah. I definitely lost my childhood to raising my three siblings because both of my parents worked. And it was definitely a problem for me growing up. So if she can pay her daughter and make it a job, because I wasn't allowed to have a job growing up because my job was watching my siblings. So
that you weren't compensated for.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. So, and I lost out a lot of social activities or I had to really fight for them. So it's not my problem and it's not my fault that I was born first. And it's not my fault that they decided to have more children. So I think that the parents definitely tend to take advantage of, oh, I have four children. We need to help out around the house.
Yeah.
Correct. Let me help out around the house. I'll clean it. I'll do whatever you want. But I am not a parent in the household.
Right. Because, by the way, if Holly hired an outside babysitter, she'd be paying them so much more. So why is it different?
Exactly.
Just because it's her daughter, you know?
Exactly. A lot of people think that it's because we should be doing it because we're family. Family doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, but it shouldn't in a sense of, oh, you have to do this because you're family.
Right.
100%. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate your take on this morning. Also, thank you guys so much. I'm with the daughter on this. I think $20 a week is totally reasonable considering what the cost of childcare costs today.
Right.
You know, how much people are paying for that.
Oh, out of control.
People, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for all the messages and phone calls. It's PXY. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY. Is Bills Mafia the most loyal, passionate, borderline insane fan base in the entire NFL? Or just the most unhinged? It's like, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know, man. There are some Buffalo fans that don't even need the Bills to win.
Mm-hmm.
They just need a reason to throw themselves onto a folding table and light something on fire.
I think the biggest question that stands this morning, considering the fact that I would argue we are talking to probably 80% of our audience would be a Bills fan base with the couple one-offs of
Bears,
the Steelers and the Patriots fans that we're talking to. Yes, I'm looking at you. You know, this whole football fandom thing for me is only 2 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm this big bad expert, because I'm definitely not. I've just recently gotten into it. This is my second full season through. But I was wondering, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people recently of fandom and Bills Mafia, and wondering and questioning, are other NFL teams and their fan bases, do they go as hard for their team as we do here in Western New York and upstate New York for our beloved Buffalo Bills? And it's hard to sit there and say, because you're obviously slighted by your own view of things. And you're like, of course we're the best. Like, obviously we're the best. But you don't really know any other thing because you've never lived anywhere else. Unless you have. Maybe you have lived in Philly and you're like, oh, the Eagles fans are absolutely insane. But I just think after all the research that I've done, mm-hmm. which is like three Google searches.
Yeah.
Every time the Bills are one of the top three contenders of best fan bases in the entire NFL franchise.
Right.
And it's based on a couple of different factors. It's based on size, loyalty, history, atmosphere, and like what makes this fan base its fan base is all of those things collectively. Like, you can have a bunch of passionate fans. But I think what makes Bills Mafia so unique is that we are such a united front. My dad was telling me last night that they were on a cruise and one of the guys in Europe, they're in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a European cruise and one of the guys is wearing Bills gear and he's literally in another country halfway across the world And he's like, go Bills.
And
he's
you
like, go Bills.
When you see one another, what do you say?
Go Bills.
You say, go Bills. Here's the thing, man. Buffalo is it's blue collar to its core. People there, they work hard. They live hard. It's made up of very tough people, upstate New York. Bills fans are not sitting around in stadiums sipping sparkling drinks. They're tailgating in snowstorms. They're grilling. They're cracking beers. They're jumping through folding tables. But it's not just about football. It's about community.
Right.
It's loyalty. Bills Mafia knows that their team, the Bills can break our hearts because they have year after year after year. What do? We keep coming back for more because loyalty, it's not just a word. It's a lifestyle. You live it.
And I think one of the other great components of this is the fact that it's not just the fans bought into this. It's the players as well. And I can't speak for the Chiefs, and I can't speak for the Packers, and I can't speak for the Eagles, because I don't live in those places. But if you have, or you know for certain, call us 585-252-9800. The way that these players are also bought into this community makes a world of a difference.
Big time.
We just had Deion Dawkins out in Chi-Lai at the school, hanging out with the kids. When the tragedy struck in 2021, 2022, I can't remember, May, the shooting at Tops in Buffalo, the players were out there on the scene,
yeah,
giving back to their families and the communities that were impacted by that.
That's why you love the Bills, too. It's hard not to, because it really isn't at the end of the day. Like Breezy's talking about, it's not just about football. It's about community. And I don't know, it's just Buffalo fans don't care if you think they're crazy. They embrace that. Mm-hmm. And the fans love the team and the players love the fans. You know, it's just a big, it's camaraderie at its best.
And it goes down, it's the fandom seeps so far down into these literal children. Like, I can't picture someone in San Francisco, a little four-year-old in San Francisco being like, I love Brock Purdy. Like, would they say that? Like the way that you kids know, here say, I love Josh Allen.
Some of them do, yes. There are tons of social media videos. One just posted this week of a little kid coming home and his dad telling him his favorite player on the Jets was just traded, and he broke down in tears. He fell to his knees. Kids are just invested in their teams and their players the same way that parents are. And it's fun to see it. It really is. You love seeing a kid break down like that because his favorite player was traded. It's just, it's awesome. And I tell you what, man, being 7 years old and watch the Bills go to one Super Bowl to the next, four in a row, and watching them lose all of it, and just watching the people around me, like my dad and my uncles, look so defeated. That was my first experience of being a Bills fan. And now I'm still loyal. I love the Bills. I've never switched or jumped ships. They just become a part of who you are. It's a lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, OJ did some pretty bad things, but he was a hell of a running back.
No, I like just found out last year he was on the Bills. I was like, wait, what?
She's not kidding.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not. But at the end of the day, we are loyal. We are strong. And I would argue, based on all the research that I've done, 3 Google searches, we are the best fan base in the NFL. And with that, I say, go Bills.
Thanks for coming to Breezy's Big Bet Sports Talk.
We're trying to get sponsored by DraftKings.
On PXY Mornings. You've been telling people for years that this little segment's been drafted by Sports King.
No, sponsored by DraftKings. But yes, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
She didn't ask for it. She didn't hint at it. But she wants to keep it. She got it all right. Mom, on the other hand, thinks it's totally inappropriate and borderline creepy to give this gift to a 15-year-old teenage girl. Mm-hmm. It's Moose and Breezy, PXY Mornings. We got Kim on hold, who says her daughter's uncle, Kim's husband's brother, showed up to the birthday party with a gift for their 15-year-old that is, according to her, sending the wrong message.
Right.
585-252-9800. Let us know what you guys think. Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Kim.
Just to confirm, are we on live?
Oh, we're live, yeah.
We're live, baby.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Why are you, you're so creeped out right now. Tell us why.
Oh, so really quick, Breezy, I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at Figgy's on Park back in June.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl.
Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Kim, tell us what's going on, please.
Okay, so just, I want to start off by saying that I'm extremely creeped out right now. Mm-hmm. My daughter just turned 15, and her uncle, it's my husband's brother, he went out of his way to buy her a $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. She didn't ask for it, and it's not something she's ever shown any interest in, but
she wants to keep
the gift card.
Oh, it was super random.
Okay.
Yeah, super random. Like, I don't even know why he thought that this was an appropriate gift for a 15-year-old.
Right. He's just being a cool uncle, but okay. What was your daughter's reaction to the gift? I mean, was she fine with it?
I mean, yeah, she was fine with it, but, like, I feel like it's completely sending the wrong message, you know? Okay. You know, don't get me wrong, like, her and her uncle have a really great relationship, but, you know, my husband and him have always had, like, kind of a distant relationship, mm-hmm. So I think it's just so inappropriate.
Okay, so you're really hung up on this just being inappropriate, point blank, period.
First of all, explain to us why you feel this is extremely inappropriate. Besides the obvious reasons, Victoria's Secret, yeah, they sell lingerie. We get that.
Right.
It's just really creepy, you know? I don't think that any child should be allowed to even walk into a Victoria's Secret or a Pink or whatever, you know, until they're at least 18 years old. And,
18?
You know, I just...
Okay, but like Pink is like, okay, but Pink is like more catered to...
Teens.
The tweens, you know what I mean? The teens, the tweens... The young adult, like, it's cutesy, it's fun. Like, I remember going into Victoria's Secret Pink when I was in middle school. And, I mean, I still, to this day, wear Fresh and Clean as my scent. Like,
yeah,
there's scents, there's sweats, there's... I feel like you're very locked in and hyper-focused on the lingerie aspect. So I just think that you're hyper-focused on the... No, what?
No, I don't think so. Not even Pink. I feel like... Maybe I feel like Pink is appropriate for girls when they're going into college, but it's creepy, you know? And it's her uncle giving it to her. It's just very strange to me. And
did you have the conversation with your brother-in-law?
I mean, as creeped out as I am, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, or, you know, I don't know if I'm blowing this out of proportion, you know.
Well, you called us.
I feel like you are.
So, mission accomplished.
I feel like you are, like, not to discredit your feelings or thoughts on the matter whatsoever, but, like, I feel like you're just so hyper-focused on uncle and lingerie, and you're missing the whole gray area here. It's not as black and white as you're making it out to be.
Kim, you're also 100% entitled to how you feel on this, but
right.
go ahead.
You know, I don't think that, you know, my daughter should be shopping there, and... I honestly think most parents listening right now would agree that no teenage daughter should get a gift like this. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, to have $100 just to go wild at Victoria's Secret is very strange. And I think most parents would agree with me.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I see where you're coming from. I just...
Did you say that your daughter can keep the gift card, or are you taking it from her? What's happening with that?
I told her that I would give her cash for the gift card, you know, but it's just strange because now my husband, he seems to think that it's okay, you know, but he's not a teenage girl. I offered her the $100, but now, of course, she's interested in it because her uncle is making her think it's appropriate for her to go there, which is just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Right. The whole sense of like, well, I've never shopped here before because maybe I couldn't afford it, or I just had never... you know, had interest in doing it. I'd never been introduced. And now she's like, I can basically go buy whatever I want.
Okay. Let's hear from some of our listeners. Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is this sending the wrong message?
I will literally die on the Victoria's Secret Pink Hill. So I'm obsessed.
Oh my God. I've been trying to find out her secret for years. All right. Kim?
Victoria, if you're listening.
Kim, I do appreciate you calling in and for your story. There's a handful of people if you just want to stand, hold, and listen in, by all means.
Okay.
Don't stress. I know you're very wound tight about this. Don't stress. I feel like we'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll let the listeners decide what is the end-all be-all and what is appropriate or not, because it seems like you're a little mixed. Well, it seems like you're not mixed, but...
Let's just say 100% of the audience, Kim, decided that you were overreacting and sexualizing this gift way too much. Would you still let your daughter go to Victoria's Secret and use that gift card?
Oh my God, absolutely not. No, this is the weirdest gift ever.
She's like, shut it down!
Then this is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Kim, I'll let you go. Thank you again for calling in. All right, well, this puts me in a bind. When am I going to get my niece now? A few people are messaging in saying, yeah, it's weird for a 15-year-old to get a Victoria's Secret gift card from her uncle. Is this sending the wrong message, or is this mom, Kim, just, I don't know, taking this way too far and looking way too much into it?
Right.
PXY, hello, what's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on this, man?
So I actually have nieces that are 21 and 15, and both of them actually asked for Victoria's Secret gift cards. So I got them gift cards and body spray.
Not the body spray.
For Christmas time, and their parents were completely fine.
But yeah. they asked for it. But Kim has a problem with it because it was unsolicited.
She probably... Her daughter was probably afraid to ask for it, and they were communicating with their eyes.
Yeah. Jeff, do you consider yourself the cool uncle?
Yes, I do. But we're the cool family. Nobody would think that that's weird because there's such a different amount of things that you can buy from there.
Right. Sweatpants, soy candles, lavender mints, my fave.
He knows everything. Up, down, backwards, sideways. He knows. He knows the inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, if they're happy with the gift, man, by all means, dude, you're a cool uncle, and you got them what they wanted. Case closed.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. Chelsea says the only reason this is weird is because Kim is making it out to be weird. It's just a gift card. She can buy body mist or sweats, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get over to one more here. We got Amy on the line. Amy, go ahead. You're live.
Hey, I don't really think it is that inappropriate. I have a daughter who's about to be 14, and she has requested the Love Spell body fragrance as one of her birthday gifts.
Iconic. I didn't even really still
and
made
it's,
that.
It's something that I have worn for a very long time, and she loves the scent. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's not inappropriate. I don't feel like it was meant to be in an inappropriate gift. I think that maybe, you know, with all the other things that Victoria's Secret has to offer, that maybe he thought it would be something as simple as, you know, buying an Ulta gift card or a Sephora gift card.
Yeah,
because
sure,
there is other things that they do have there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just listening to Kim talk, and I'm just going to call it out, it doesn't sound like she has the best relationship with her brother-in-law.
Feels like that, you know, if her daughter was in a predicament or something, she probably wouldn't even be able to talk to her mother about it, because the way she's reacting about this gift card is a tad bit ridiculous.
Oh, that's sure. That's a good point. Thanks for calling in, Amy. All right. Thank you guys for the takes on this. I'll never forget. Last Christmas, my sister-in-law sent me into Eastview Mall to Pink because my niece wanted, there was a pair of sweatpants she really wanted. I thought I was going to get arrested. I felt like I was walking through a high school cafeteria.
Yeah, but you're also wearing a trench coat, so. I don't know.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. Have you ever seen a roach in a restaurant?
I'm going to puke.
Did you walk out, or did you just close your eyes and power through? Because there was a roach sighting last night. I won't say where.
Stop.
I really do like this place. I do. But it made my skin crawl a little bit. And I'm sure every restaurant or bar in this city is home to a family of roaches or mice. But guess what? We prefer not to see them while we're there eating at your establishment. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. One sneaks past the goalie. I'm sure everybody last night was just as skeeved out as I was. I'm sitting at the bar. I just got done ordering an app and a drink. And I look up, and there's one chilling on the wall, and it was bigger than normal.
Yeah, because it's eating all the food.
Well, obviously.
It's bulking season, baby.
Yeah, the first thought that comes to my mind is, why is this roach so huge? What is it eating to obtain that type of build?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing looked like it spent the last 3 months.
You're like, drop your meal plan, bro.
No, it looked like it was doing push-ups for 3 months. I mean, it was intimidating.
So, like, I'm not trying to sound so naive right now, but I didn't even know that we had cockroaches in New York State. I thought this was like a down south thing.
What?
I had no idea.
You thought roaches just go where it's warm? No. They're everywhere.
So I actually, I'll take it a step further. I didn't even think we had them in America.
Breeze, come on.
I really
You've never
didn't.
Seen a roach in your life?
No. And I don't want to. Where do they come from?
Anywhere and everywhere. Sometimes they live in people's walls.
Stop.
All those old apartment buildings on Park, you'd be surprised what you find in there. Ugh. One time in LA, I opened up my fridge in the middle of the night. There was one sitting in the fridge. I was like, that's... But it's an old building. You know, a lot of these old buildings, they're in the pipes. They're just everywhere. They're hiding behind walls. I feel like there needs to be a rule where if someone spots a roach in your restaurant, they either get to eat for free or the establishment has to shut down for the rest of the evening to take care of the issue.
Did you say anything last night?
Well, sure enough, it only took a minute or so, but people start seeing this thing on the wall.
Because you were pointing at it.
No, the woman next to me yells out and makes a scene. Oh, hell no. They got roaches? The bartender runs over and swats it. I started dying.
Swats it where?
On the floor and then steps on it.
But I thought you can't kill a roach.
Why?
No, you know the old saying, like,
no, all you do
kill
is
kill me,
roaches.
I'll come back. You can't kill me, I'm a cockroach.
No, well, no.
Yeah.
Now, though, first of all, that's great. You killed the roach, but that's fine. But now the whole meal, that's the only thing you're thinking of when you're eating. Now, anyone knows, if you know anything about roaches, they'll tell you the same thing. Where there's one, there's probably thousands because they like to travel in packs.
They say the same thing about mice.
Yeah, they travel in packs, baby. They got each other's backs.
Ew.
What was that movie?
I just Googled it.
What was that movie back in the 80s?
A Bug's Life?
No, it was like Jim's Apartment or something like that. It was about a guy who lived with thousands of roaches and they all spoke English. And
okay, that's honestly put it on the docket for Breezy Big Movie Review.
Yeah.
So do they bite you? Like, what are they just disgusting? Like, what is a roach?
It's a cockroach. It eats food, they're disgusting. It's filth. Roaches are filthy. What would some of you do if you saw a roach in any restaurant? Would you officially be done and never go back? Or would you do what I did last night, finish my meal, leave it a little tip?
Disgusting. I would never. I would walk out without paying because that's disgusting.
No.
I would never go back because you know what? And you can sit there and be like, they changed. They did their sanitation. It shouldn't have to get to that point. It shouldn't have to get to that point of you failing health code and health inspection. And then I'm going to go back and pretend like everything's fine.
Breeze.
Because you got a slap on the wrist. You had to shut down for 2 days. You had to throw a Clorox wipe on. And then now we're all good. We're not good.
Somebody who works in a restaurant for years, you should know better. Where there's food, there's probably mice or roaches, but most people have it under control. But there are some that's always going to slip into the kitchen somehow. They're coming from somewhere. I remember one time I was out having dinner. Nobody saw a cockroach or anything like that. But I ordered the soup of the day. The server brought it out to me. And right before I went to eat it, I pulled out a 12-inch hair. And I told the server straight up, I said, here's what I found. And I held it up. And her response was, did you want me to just take it out for you? Or did you want something else? She could care less. Did you want to just take it out for me? And then what? Give me the soup back?
I'm speechless right now.
So here's the question. Would you rather get a hair in your food or eat in a restaurant with roaches?
Stop with the two evils because they're both absolutely disgusting. And I have a mental problem where when I encounter... Oh my God, I can't even. When I encounter a hair in my food, I cannot proceed because my thoughts are just replaying that moment of me pulling someone else's hair out of my mouth.
It happens. You know, because there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen that don't wear a hairnet either. And if you're going to, honestly, I would much rather see a mouse run across the floor or a roach on the wall than a long hair inside my food. Hands down.
What if, okay, what if it wasn't a long hair? Because this has happened to me as well.
Right.
And it was a short, black, curly hair. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I'll probably take the roach in my soup.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Tom. I once saw a roach crawl on a tray while picking up my order at a takeout spot. And honestly, I still ate the food in my car. But
he goes, I was starving.
It did make me realize that it wasn't worth ever going back there again. Hey, Katie says restaurants should absolutely give you a free meal if you spot a roach. That's basic decency. It's tough running a kitchen, man. It's tough running a restaurant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Am I going to stop going back to this place? No. Why? Because it's convenient and it's cheap. And you put two of those things together, what do you have?
Roaches.
Like-
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.